Night Lieutenant Nathan Jessup stared nervously out into the fog, unusually thick and heavy fog. Instead of clinging to the ground in small swirling pools and eddies, it rose like a wall, sweeping down the length of the row that was the only entrance to the estate, a juggernaut inexorably marching forward. From where he stood on the opposite side of the tall iron gate that governed access to the property from the road, Jessup watched the fog advance slowly through the night, until it stopped a few hundred feet from the gate. He was shivering, not as a result of the cold September night air. He turned away from the sight and stepped back inside his guard shack. He crossed to the small portable heater and stood in front of it, trying to warm the chill from his bones. Every few moments, however, his gaze was drawn back to the windows and the slowly advancing fog that crept its way toward him and his meager sanctuary. Ordinarily, he didn't mind such weather. It made driving some of the backcountry roads a bit difficult and played havoc with his ability to keep his window clear, but that was usually the worst of it. This fog was different, though. Its very presence tugged at his nerves, and more than once, Jessup felt like someone was watching him when his back was turned. Watching, waiting, moving closer. He shook off the uncomfortable feeling and decided he'd stood there alone in the dark long enough. It was time to hear another human voice, and remember he wasn't the only one out on the grounds pulling guard duty that night. He put the handheld radio close to his mouth, intending to check in with control.
What the?
Lowering his hand before keying the mic, he stepped outside his guard shack to investigate. A minute passed with Jessup standing just inside the gate, his head cocked to the side in an effort to hear better. 2 minutes. Three. He was about to give up and blame it on his overactive imagination when he heard it again. As Jessup listened, the footsteps grew closer. Gradually, a figure could be seen, moving out of the haze toward the gates. It was indistinct at first, nothing more than a darker stain against the lighter fog where the spotlights cut into its heart. But before long, as it grew closer, Jessup could tell it was a man. Whoever he was dressed against the night's chill in a long overcoat with a hood pulled up and over his head, obscuring his face from view. The visitor strode up to the gate and stopped. Jessup watched the man examine the gate, him, and the area beyond. But the man's hood shrouded his face in darkness, and the guard was unable to see his features.
Can I help you?
The visitor made no response. Jessup stepped a few feet closer, the radio in his right hand forgotten, his left hand on the butt of the pistol at his waist.
Sir, this is private property. Can I help you with something?
It took Jessup a moment to realize what the sound was. The man was sniffing the air, like a dog tracking a scent. His head moved in a slow circle, the sniffing continuing, until at last it came to rest, pointed about 15 degrees off center. Turning his head to follow, Jessup realized that the manor house lay directly through the trees in that direction, despite the fact that it couldn't be seen from the street. Jessup felt his skin crawl at the sight, and a chill passed through him.
He'd had enough. This was just too weird.
Turning back to his mysterious visitor, he opened his mouth to order him away from the property. But when he turned around, he found that the fog had suddenly jumped forward, closing those last few hundred feet until it stood like a barrier on the heels of his hooded visitor. It writhed and rolled, churning about like it had a life of its own. Faces could be seen here and there within its depths, gray, distorted shapes with mouths open wide in silent screams, ghostly phantoms shrieking for release. Jessup stumbled backward, the radio falling from his right hand in shock as his left hand clawed frantically for his weapon. He was too late. The intruder raised an arm and pointed a hand at the gate. A hand that was battleship gray in color, with an extended finger tipped with a long, curving yellow nail. The sound pounded at Jessup's ears, forcing all thoughts out of his head except the need to cover his ears and escape from the noise. He forgot both the radio and the gun, slipping to his knees and using his hands to try and block out the sound. Despite this, he found he couldn't take his eyes off the figure standing on the other side of the gate. The fog grew more agitated as the keening continued, the faces forming and dissolving at furious speed, each more horrible than the last. Then, something larger moved within the depths of the fog. Jessup watched in horror as the fog suddenly charged the gate. He glimpsed an indistinct shape of horrendous proportions in its depths. Then the bars of the gate were peeled apart to create an opening large enough for a man. The strange visitor stepped through the gate, and the fog followed obediently at his heels.